I was like, that's totally Manhattan. So I was like, get it.
Do the podcast in the dark. Is that better, Philip?
This is great.
Okay. Do the podcast.
Thank you.
Why isn't that really loud? Okay, it's good to have you here. It's a Saturday afternoon, about 1 o'clock or so. It's Eric, Ashley, Philip.
Barely.
My head hurts so bad.
Barely. I can smell the booze.
Can you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't showered yet.
Okay.
Oh. I've been standing out in the hot, humid sun after it's the so rainy gross. Morning, so I probably smell not very good. We'll work easily into this because we haven't been together for a while. I think three of us.
I mean, together the three of us, no, right. But like individually, yes.
Yeah.
So I want to start with like a little chemistry building exercise. We can all get on the same page.
Okay.
Then we can. Then I can hear the story of last night. Okay.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Chemistry building.
I'm excited. I'm on the edge of my seat.
We'll do the rated game.
Oh yeah, let's do that. That sounds great right now.
Do the rated game. Get us all on the same page, and then we'll dive into the stories that brought us here. And thanks for finding the podcast, by the way. Do people hear you guys? Like, do they talk about it at all, or are we like wasting my time?
So very
talk
funny.
About what?
Like the podcast?
Oh,
in general,
yeah.
So I walked into Kroger, and this guy that I once knew, I was like, "Hey," and he was like, "Hey, I listened to your podcast. What's going on with the babysitter? Have you found a babysitter?" And I was like, "Aw," and then I started telling the story. I was like, "Well, you already know the story, so
yeah."
They want more details.
Do you have a babysitter for
me? I've had two people say something to me. Well, I share it with Danny, and he swears up and down that he just hates what we talk about, but like he still listens to it. And then mine isn't as random as yours. Like these are people who I like know and see on a regular basis. Yeah. People would just be like, "So I thought you quit radio. I thought you like stopped doing that." I'm like, "I don't do radio." They're like, "But you're on a podcast." And I was like, "I am with my friend who still does radio, so it's a different situation."
Well, then Matt, like one of my cohort, Matt, was like telling one of our corporate people, like, "Oh yeah, she podcasts," and I was like, "Mother."
Yeah.
And he was like, "I'm going to listen to it. I'm excited." And I was like, "Good."
It's like, that's fun great. To do, but it's like my Instagram at the same time, where you like, you put a lot out there, and sometimes you don't want certain people to be a part of that.
You throw so the line, fine. And then you're like, "No, I want it back.
But, yeah,
I want it back."
Exactly.
Back
Let's be honest. Part of that gets us that's orgasmic for us.
A little bit.
It gets us going. Yeah. We like it.
Yeah.
Like that's why we don't try to titillate purposely, but it's a rush.
It happens.
All right. Rated game, overrated, underrated, properly rated. Philip.
Yes.
Toys R Us.
Oh my God, they're coming back.
No.
Yes, they're coming back.
I wish they go ahead. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
Underrated. Toys R Us has been underrated since I was a child. I remember going to the parking lot. My parents would pull in the Toys R Us. And sometimes it wasn't for Toys R Us, which would disappoint me. So Toys R Us is completely underrated nowadays.
Ashley?
I'd say underrated. It's like a magical dream of toys everywhere.
Do you know this story?
That they might come back.
Yeah.
Or it's like a thing. Like Kevin was like, "We've been lying to Tucker." Every time we pass. And we're like, they're closed. They're never opening again. We can never go in again.
Aww.
And Kevin turned around and he goes, "We've been fucking lying to our kid." He's like, "They're going to come back." And he's going to be like, "See, I told you."
Right.
I never thought about that. If they do come back, the explaining that parents will have to do, that they will have lost the trust of their children.
Yeah.
"Mom, you lied to me." Yeah. "If you lied to me about toys, what else have you been lying to me about? This tooth fairy bullshit? Santa?"
Exactly.
Yeah.
If they come back, it would be neat if they were like, small and boutique-y, or go all the way. Like, movie screens, Playland, make it like a fucking experience. Because guess what? I can buy toys I do buy toys anywhere.
Like the Lego World, or the Lego stores. Like, I mean, if they came back like that, it'd be amazing. And they have the pull still, like, and the name, at least, to do something like that, so.
Well, I heard that they were coming back. If they come back, they'll be, like, Toys R Us and Babies R Us will never be the name of it again.
Oh,
I thought they were keeping. I thought that was the whole idea, to capitalize on the name.
Oh, maybe I
I mean, you might as well.
You know, I think Babies R Us is overrated, but also I don't have any kids, so there's a different side. Okay,
and
thank you.
Next up, strip clubs. Ashley,
overrated.
Philip,
overrated. Overrated. I had to pause with that because I was like, "Oh, I used to work in one of those." yeah, it's overrated. It's not that much fun.
Ashley, strip club food.
Saw that on the news.
I loved it.
In my head, I was like, I would totally eat breakfast there, like some like titties bouncing in like the background. But I don't know.
What do you think Tony Geftos told his wife when he was doing restaurant report card at strip clubs?
And his face the entire time was like this like smirk. Like, we're here.
Oh, Tony.
Yeah.
Strip club.
Apparently they're like the nicest kitchens because they're limited to a menu. So they have like no whatever they're called.
I mean, but like in retro, I don't... First of all, like Twin Peaks and like Hooters, Tilted Kilt, like these places are like drawing a line for me because they're like, I don't know if there's a sanitary thing that happens and like when you're nude and your hair is flailing everywhere, like I don't really want that around my food.
I don't think the strippers are cooking.
Okay.
But like, I get it. Like, can you have a hairnet for your pubes, please?
Please, right.
Alexis, jump to the kitchen.
you're Alexis, off the pole on the grill. Yeah,
yeah. I guess some of the places have like good bar food, but I kid you not. We're a bad place to really rate strip clubs, but there was a place I went up to in Detroit called the Coliseum.
Okay.
And it was one of the finest steakhouses. It would be our best steakhouse.
Was it a strip club?
Yeah.
Shut up.
And the steak menu like was like Final Cut, Rockwell's, Chop House prices. Like it was a legitimate steakhouse / strip club. And there are many places like that.
Okay. Let's backtrack on this because I feel like you are describing like a burlesque type situation. Like it's like an upper class, like 1920s type feel, yeah, maybe to it.
Nope.
Oh, no?
There are some
Greek?
Places.
Is it very like, I know, like you walk like, and everyone is wearing togas?
Right.
One of the things that we do not, that we miss out on here in a medium-sized city or however, whatever size you want to call this is, our strip clubs are not up to those of bigger cities and they're a completely different experience.
You know what? It is funny that you say that because I don't go to very many of the gentlemen's club, but I go to the gay gentlemen's club sometimes when I go to different places and they are a little bit different. I still would not eat there, but I mean the same thing, like, I'll front. I'll put this out here. It's fine. So, like, I've been to a few bathhouses, and in different cities, they are different. Like, in Detroit, they're pretty disgusting. If you go to Chicago, it's, like, immaculate, and their gyms are better than the gyms that I go to here. So, I'm just like, I get what you're saying.
Let me give you a good example. I spoke to our friend, and maybe this will resonate with you, Phil. So, I spoke to our friend, and I don't want to bring this up because I don't want to bring her name into it, but I'll make the point. Our department stores here are, like, modest and have a very limited selection.
Yeah.
Pick any department store. I'll use Macy's as an example.
I was going to say Macy's.
Yeah. If you go to a Macy's, I'm guessing there's one at 12 Oaks Mall or any in the Detroit area, you'd be like, is this the same chain of stores?
Yeah.
Because the amount of selection that they have is vast compared to what we have.
The mall, there's a mall in Cincinnati. Don't know the name of it. But even like, I mean, we don't have a Neiman Marcus here. For
Neiman Marcus,
whatever the fuck it's called. Yeah. But I would never Morgan shop
Taylor.
There. Yeah, but yeah, like we don't have these places here. But when I go there, I walk through, I'm just like, this is a department store. Like I can't shop at department stores because nothing, like everything is boxed. You know what I mean? For guys, like it's just like straight down. They have some great like 90s cartoonish shirts, but beyond that, like I can't shop at department stores.
Ashley, let me see if you know this story. I'll give Philip the rated option and then you can give the story. Machetes, overrated, underrated, properly rated?
Like the weapon?
Yep.
You know what, like underrated, because it's like stabbing somebody. If you go after someone with a machete, like it's personal, like you have to get all up in there. And I think it's underrated. If you're gonna be so ballsy, you want to kill somebody, like go for it.
It's what Michael Myers has used all these years.
Yeah,
he's been successful.
But why is there a story behind it?
Do you want to give me an overrated, somebody? Underrated, properly rated?
I'd say properly rated.
Did you go after somebody with a machete?
No.
You don't.
No?
Okay. I know you know this.
Not in the last 7 days.
There was a gentleman who was supposed to be watching several small children.
Mm-hmm.
He says he went inside to use the restroom and use the bathroom. And while he was away, someone rightly alerted the authorities, police officers. They showed up. And those four kids, one of whom was on top of a vehicle, were playing with knives, something else, and machetes.
What?
I'm going to give you half a guess as to where this took place.
East Toledo!
I was going to say Florida.
It's like East Toledo, but it's a little bit closer, so it's fine.
I mean, this was straight out of East Toledo, and I was doing this break on the air the other night. I'm like, look, I know that it takes its shots. Some of it deserved, but the stereotype is often deserved as well. Like, I don't read about machete-wielding kids in Maumee.
Like, where did they get... Were these, like, were they just readily available
Maybe
in the car?
Just don't read about it. I'm sure it happens. Like, let's not jump any conclusions. Like, Barbara Jean in Maumee probably has a few machetes in her backyard, too.
I mean, there are some trailer parks in Perrysburg. But I mean, at the same time, like, that's just a weird thing for you to have, like...
Just laying
on
around.
The east side? Anywhere. Like, it's the quintessential east side story.
Anywhere to have weapons laid out where there are children around?
He's probably not even originally from there. He's probably from, like, North Toledo or Florida. And then he just ended up in East Toledo, so now he's from the east side.
First of all, North Toledo, I would expect this as well.
No way. Yeah. North Toledo is straight up guns.
Yeah, okay, there you go. Accurate. Moving forward.
He came to the gunfight with a machete, motherfucker.
You know what?
Tearing this place
up. If I had to pick a blade versus a weapon, I'm going to go with a machete as opposed to bringing a knife to a gun party. Because, like, to Phillip's point, like, you have done this before.
Right.
You have swung this weapon before. So you know what? I'll just take my gun and go home.
Exactly.
I feel like this person has a bowl cut, is like wearing like torn, like old 90s, like light colored jeans.
He's probably wearing Echo.
And a tank top.
He's probably wearing Echo. Yeah.
This person that got nabbed?
Yeah.
It's either Echo, Timberland, FUBU, because that used to be a thing too.
For us, by us.
Exactly. Or Ed Hardy. It's one of those four.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's one of those four.
Used Ed Hardy.
Ed Hardy. Yeah.
I can't find it. We'll have to look it up when we get out, like,
when
half a second.
There was that concert downtown last weekend, mm-hmm. and I was driving home from work. What was it, like, Shinedown or
yeah.
God's
Oh, yeah,
something.
Yeah, yeah. Godsmack.
I was driving downtown, and I was like, holy shit, someone just slammed me back into like 2004.
Yo,
like,
I had no idea Godsmack was still a thing.
I didn't know Affliction was still a thing. Like, if they weren't wearing Affliction, they were wearing black, and all the girls had on some form of like black boots and like red plaid. I'm like, what is this?
Affliction shirt and kind of like bleachy Barbie. Denim jeans mm-hmm, with mm-hmm. holes, mm-hmm. like faux holes that were like, they're like Kohl's designer.
Right. Like,
sorry,
they just
bro.
Never, like,
I don't know.
Next one, Philip, overrated, underrated, properly rated, mm-hmm. Carmen Sandiego.
Oh my God, underrated. Like, where in the fucking world is Carmen Sandiego?
Totally agree, underrated.
Yeah.
I love that show.
One of the best tweets I've seen in the last month or so said, like, 13 things you never knew about Carmen Sandiego. And somebody was like, I just want to know one. Where's the bitch at?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yo, I think
that
I'm actually...
And Ghost Rider.
Yeah.
That show.
I found a shirt. I'm sorry. I found a shirt and it's like the stripe red and white. And I think I'm going to try to find a hat. And all the places that I'm traveling, I'm just going to start taking pictures and be the Black Waldo. I think that's great.
That's a great idea. Screw the gnome.
Exactly.
I'm Black Waldo.
I don't know. I was making this list last night. I don't know why I came up with this one, but I figured it would bring some laughs. Philip, mm-hmm. overrated, underrated, properly rated. I'm glad you swallowed that. Wheelchairs.
I'm so drunk. You can't
Wait,
do this.
I know why I got wheeled out of a hospital the other day in a wheelchair and it just kind of stuck.
Yo, wheelchairs are underrated. First of all, WALL-E is the future. If you have not seen that movie, I need you to get on Netflix today and watch WALL-E. It is the future. Underrated.
Ashley?
Properly rated? I mean, every time I think of wheelchairs, I just think of Drake and then I think of doing the Cat Daddy.
Stop it. Fucking Christ.
That's all I think of.
Philip, last one, because I think we're ready to go. Captain America, overrated, underrated, properly rated, because Chris Evans kind of said a goodbye the other day.
Yeah. I say underrated, but then I also say overrated. I say overrated, and I didn't take a picture of it. There was this truck in front of me the other day, and it said, like, have you seen this asshole? And it was like a picture of like Barack Obama, right? And then it had some Hillary like bumper sticker on it. On one side was like an eagle with like a flaming American flag, and on the other side was a bunch of Captain America shields. So it's overrated because like people are taking this patriotic Captain America thing beyond belief. But
right.
It's underrated because nobody really knows too much about Captain America besides Super Serum, Nazis, Captain America. That's all they know.
And the actor, Chris Evans, has like built up his Twitter following by slamming a lot of Trump stuff and other things.
Exactly.
So maybe that guy might want to take his stickers off or pick one side.
Yeah, that guy was real confused. He actually, like, I wanted to take pictures, but I was driving, and I was like, it was late,
Don't
and I was kind
pictures.
Of already irritated. Why not?
Leave him alone.
What do you mean leave him alone?
It doesn't do any good.
He put it out there.
First of all, he needs to leave me alone. If you put on the back of your fucking truck, your 250, by the way, that's already pushed up because your tires are too big. Have you seen this asshole and it's Richard Barack Obama? I'm not leaving you alone. Like, even if it was like George Bush or Trump, I would still want to take a picture of that because you sir, are an asshole.
I'd rather have you drive by and go, Chris Evans voted for Hillary. Ashley, is Captain America overrated, properly rated, underrated?
I don't care.
That's what it is, though.
I know.
Like,
yeah.
In the scope of pop culture,
mm-hmm.
Like, he's not big and green and angry.
No.
He's not cool like Tony Stark.
No. Tucker wants to be him suddenly for. We were all on a ninja kick. Now he wants to be Captain America for Halloween.
Really?
I don't know why.
Ask him why. I bet he doesn't know why.
He doesn't know why.
Because Captain America is amazing. That's why.
He has a star. I have no idea. I was like, what happened to Ninja? I'm like, this is why we don't buy the costumes in early October.
Yeah, you don't.
Because come the 5th, you've changed your fucking mind.
Good Halloween advice. You were texting me last night, and it didn't make much sense. Do you care to talk about that?
Me or her?
Ashley was.
Oh, no, I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, but always know that I got your fucking back.
I know.
Like, never,
know.
Ever doubt that.
So, did I...
There was a person that I shouldn't see and I shouldn't be around because at one point I was possibly going to have to, like, say that they were harassing me. And, like, I got lawyers involved and things like that. And that person was at the place that we were going to. I saw them go in first. And I was like, nope, not going.
Okay, right. So when we went over to the place to look for that person,
mm-hmm.
The person that Ashley just described was there. So she was laying low...
Yeah.
And I was like, I'll just be at home. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah.
Did I tell you what happened when I left? When we went to go look for Ashley at...
that place?
Yeah. And did I tell you what happened? No, I didn't. Mm. Do you want me to tell you? Okay, whatever. I'll put it out here.
Involve my penis? I mean...
There's like a 50% chance that this is going to get back to them, and I'm perfectly fine at this point because everything is over. So during my birthday when I was in Colorado, two of my really good friends, the girls I used to live with, they got married.
Okay.
Okay, awesome. Couldn't be there because I was in Colorado. I bought the plane tickets. Everything else had left or had all this like planned out before they told me when the wedding was. They never sent out like save the dates or RSVPs. Like none of that was a thing, right? They just kind of were like mailing invitations to the situation. So I already got myself together, so I had to leave. So they were kind of upset with me. One of the girls, not so much. She's fine with it. She understands. She's cool. Good to go. Guess what? You don't have to spend money on me. Because they had their wedding at the zoo, which is expensive.
Yep.
And everything, like the food, everything has to go through the zoo. So she was like, not a big deal. The other one gave me the biggest shaming and the biggest shit fit in the world so many times about it. So I told them, like, you know, I can't be there. I'm really sorry. Like, I'll get you something. Like, we can hang out after. Like, I'm so happy for you guys, whatever the case may be. Here's the downside. They shame me in not coming to the wedding. They shame me really, really, really hard. I've known these girls for at least 3 relationships, so for years. Like, I would probably say, like, maybe 9 or 10 years I've known these girls. Longer than I've had my hair, so more than 10 years.
That's his markation line.
It is. It's the only thing I can remember that far back. But, so they shame me into this, all the rest of stuff. They didn't put me in the wedding. Never asked me for help to MC, to play music, to like just be a part of the wedding by any means whatsoever, because there's a lot of things that I could do, especially like organizing and helping get everything together. Didn't ask me to do anything, but they shamed me into it. I'm like, okay, you didn't ask me.
Did they do this? Like, Philip didn't come to our wedding, all over Facebook and sponsored it and blasted
it
out there? No, it was
more so like word of mouth to like people that were at the wedding, in the wedding, to myself, to people who were around, to like my coworkers, because I work with one of the girls. So like, it's a thing, and so like other people have.
They slammed you because you couldn't commit to a date you didn't know.
Exactly, right. And on top of that, again, you never told me that you wanted me to help out or anything. The thing that really, really fucks with me is because you shame me, but you never had everything organized. And secondly, you put fucking Mitchell in the wedding. I'm naming names right now because I just don't care. I have known you. I introduced you. I put you in his fucking life. And you two decided that, hey, we're going to put Mitchell in the wedding. We're not going to like tell Philip the date. We're not going to ask me if he wants to be in it, any of this stuff. So one of them's fine. The other one, not so much. When we went up to that place to go see if Ashley was there, there was another birthday party. When I went to hug those people, there was another birthday party that was happening. The one who is shaming me and making me feel like shit was there. She told me last night she couldn't come to Dirty Bird or to George's because she was going to sit at home. She didn't feel well, have a few beers, and watch TV. wow. Like, you couldn't even, like, tell me the truth and be like, I'm upset with you, or I have another party, or I just don't want to be at your birthday. Those are all fine things. If you would have said that, cool. But the fact that I saw you there, and then she tried to hide from me. I smacked her ass, I gave her a hug, and I said, good to see you, and I left.
Wait, so the one that was giving you a hard time was out when she said she couldn't come.
There you go. Okay. The other one is at work, so she would have been there. I know she would have been there, but the other one couldn't.
Well, one, dumb to go to... Well, hold on. Dumb to go to Home Slice, which is...
Same block.
That place. That 50 yards away from where she knew your...
I'm the one who struck
here. So that was dumb to go 50 yards away where people frequently shuffle back and forth. But two, I'll throw this out as another perspective. Maybe somebody opened her eyes up and realized she fucked up and she wanted to avoid you and wasn't ready to have that conversation.
Doubtful. Hardcore doubtful.
Okay.
I've gotten into it with her.
Really dumb to go 50 feet away.
Yeah, that's not a good...
When I live with her, like, I got into it with her maybe like once or twice, and she does this to where, like, instead of her having the conversation, which is hard, I get it, and people don't work this way, and if she doesn't, I know she doesn't, it's completely fine, but at the same time, like, my biggest pet peeve is when you lie to me. You had no reason to lie. You know what I mean? Like, you could have just straight up been like...
Just say, I'm just not happy with you right now. I don't want to celebrate anything that has to do with you, because you missed mine.
Yo,
so,
and I'd have been
I'll
like...
I'll get over it.
I understand. And I would have been like, that's cool, but you fucking straight up lied to me, man. So
how old is she?
She is, I think, Chelsea is 29.
You want to do her social security number too?
Stephanie is 31. Stephanie's my age, so, but it's just fucked up.
With all the hate that she's thrown your way to your face and otherwise, you think she'd be totally fine with, like, not coming.
Yeah, and just saying it, you know what I mean? So, like, eventually, like, I am going to have this conversation because I haven't told them, and I don't want them to get the perception that I'm upset with them because they involved Mitchell in the wedding, because I'm not. And
I've already they do that out of spite?
No, because here's the thing, they had their wedding party already set up. There are other people in the wedding who I don't per se think should have been a part of the wedding. There are greater people in their lives who I know who have impacted their lives, who I think they should have picked. Me not even a clue, like, I'm not putting myself in that, but, like, at the same time, I don't care who was in your wedding. That part does not bother me. The fact that you shamed me for not being there, but you didn't include me by any means, or you didn't fucking organize it properly, let people know when the date was, that's the part that, like, kind of gets to me. And I think it sucks really bad because I wanted to be there. Like, that was a great situation. First of all, weddings are beautiful. Love weddings. Gay weddings get my heart fucking fluttering because it is something that is a new right that we are able to do, and I want to be there to support. And, like, It just irritates me, and eventually we are going to have the conversation. I just want them to think that I'm upset because I wasn't in the wedding. That's not the case.
People,
it wasn't that.
People fuck shit up. But I want to know the timeline here.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me if this is wrong. You know that you can't go to the wedding.
Mm-hmm.
They're pissed, or one of them is pissed, so that they then go and invite Mitchell.
No. So here's the timeline.
Were you both invited at the same time?
No. Here's the timeline, right? And this is, like, some of it may be made up. This first part's made up. So I knew they were getting married because they got engaged when I was living with them.
Okay.
Fine. Awesome. So within that, actually, they were saying that they wanted me to be in the wedding when I live with them.
Okay.
But if I'm not, that's not a big deal. So they got engaged. They said that they were going to get married, and they told me where the wedding was going to be. They just hadn't had a date yet because they were trying to figure everything out with the zoo. Within that timeline, they picked their wedding party. Mitchell was a part of the one who was upset with me on her side.
Okay.
Stephanie's side. And then through there, like, it was a bachelorette party, I guess we can call it. It really wasn't. Like, it was conjoined, and it really wasn't a bachelor party. It was just more so, hey, we're getting married. Come hang out. Couldn't go to that because I had to work. Like, they picked... I work with one of them. She knows when I work. Like, I can't just, like, not be there because she's my counterpart at work. So if I don't work, she has to work. If she doesn't work, I have to work. It's kind of how that goes. So timeline was way ahead when they chose Mitchell to be a part of the wedding.
So they didn't do it out of spite.
No.
Got it. And no. I can vouch for you having... You tell me no 62% of the time, but I at least know to ask you before we start setting plans up for something.
Yeah.
You're working a lot.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot happening, and... I don't know. Like, again, like, I don't like the shaming, and I don't like the lying. So,
speaking of Mitchell, though,
unfortunately.
So
yeah, why was he? Why? What?
Yeah, let's go. Let's talk about. Let's do it.
Did this get ugly?
So
did I miss the fireworks?
So the best is that I was like, wait, your name's what? Because I had never met him, and I thought... I think I've met him, I just never put it together.
Yeah.
And I don't think I've ever met him, like, in the this is this setting. Like, maybe I've seen him out kind of a thing. And then the best part is my friend who was with us last night, so she's sitting there, she's like, I'm sorry. She's like, so how do you know Philip?
To Mitchell?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was like, well, we dated. And she was like, oh. Like, her face, like, tells us a million stories with, like, one word. And she goes, oh.
Was she like, interested in Mitchell?
No. She was like, oh, you're that Mitchell.
Oh, okay.
Did she say that?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, and he's like, you know, things are different and on the radio and sometimes. And she's like, okay.
But are they?
And she's telling me, she's like, Phil? She's doing this like big eyes looking at me going, oh my God, oh my God.
What was my face similar maybe?
It was, because you double-taked actually, which fucking made me laugh out loud. Oh, so
as soon as he said, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh. I was like, that's interesting.
So here's the thing. Like, things are fine. Things are good. I have a real thing about myself as of lately, as in, like, I don't want to be upset. Like, I don't want to be upset at anybody. Like, I'm already stressed out. I'm 31. I'm surprised my dreads haven't turned gray yet. Like, I don't want to be upset about anything or anybody. So if you're willing to let things be, so am I. And him and I, like, we conversate. He's been seeing people and it's just not really working out in that sense. Like, we have conversations. We do hang out. It's just that.
It's cordial.
It is cordial.
Friendly.
It's cordial from afar and at a distance.
You know boundaries.
Yeah.
You know that, like, you can tell him, like, things to a point, but then maybe you'll come to closer friends and share things.
Yeah. Like, I get it. And that's another thing. Like, I don't really share too much with him, but I also understand that, like...
Keep it vague.
Yeah, yeah. Like, for him... I mean, for me too, but more so for him, like, I'm still, like, a part of his life. Like, I'm still an important part. And he doesn't keep close relationships with people at all. Like, he'll have close friends, but he has, like, maybe two. Stephanie and myself, to be quite honest with you. So, like, it's really hard for him to, like, be able to, like, have somebody and to talk about stuff. So I said, listen, like, we can hang out, we can do things, but, like, at the end of the day, like, that's what it's going to be and where it is. And as long as you're cool with that, that's fine. And understand that I do have Danny. And, yeah, so.
Is he working now?
Is he working?
Yeah.
Yeah, he works for Miller. He's a rep.
Okay, well. Go see a therapist so Philip doesn't have to be your friend.
Listen, Pam, like, I've told him several times. We had an argument, like, a month ago because... No, fuck that. We had an argument when I went to England. Did I tell you about this?
No.
He got mad at me. Like, he straight up texted me and said, you didn't tell me you were going to London?
I don't have to.
Right. I was like, yeah. did I have to announce that?
Am I on a list?
You're my keeper.
Yeah. Right. He goes, well, I mean, like, that's something that you just kind of tell friends. I'm like...
That sucks when someone has a small social circle and it's like a relationship where one person gives a lot more fucks than the other one does.
Yeah.
It's tough. So I could see why. I hope it didn't get too fiery.
No. It was fine because I told him to get over it. Like, there was nothing he can do about it.
Yeah.
Like, in the end of the day, that's just what it is. Like, I'm in London. I'm here. My boyfriend lives here. And then the other day, looks at me, he goes, you could have told me you were trying to move to London. Excuse me? Like, where did you get that from? I think he got it from... The girls who got married. I'm just like, I don't know where you got that from. I have no idea where that came from. It was out of the blue. Like, we were literally walking side by side. I was smoking a cigarette, walked to the old West End with him, and he goes, so I heard you tried to move to London. Oh, okay, well, thank you. I just now heard that too. So
it's difficult.
It is.
It wasn't as dramatic as that, but my neighbor, Therese.
Oh yeah.
She texted me with these crazy emojis one day, and I'm like, whoa, what the fuck is going on? Like, is Buddy alive? And she's like, I just found out that you're moving. And she didn't know any of this stuff. For that, we talked about
this. We did talk about that, yeah.
You didn't know about it? I don't think I...
Mm-mm.
She had old news. Because a friend of mine that had kind of been part of this.
Oh, okay.
She got old news, but she... And this is why we didn't tell her, but... It's like, back it up.
People just like... God, like, people blow up.
Was there any drama last night besides Mitchell and...
So, I don't know.
How much drinking was there?
This motherfucker right here, Ashley, that
pointing
is.
Pointing to Ashley.
She,
motherfucker!
Yeah, she got me a shot of Fireball when we first got to George's. I was trying to be good. Vodka and soda. That was my stride. Like, I was going strong. You did ask. Accurate. Very truthful. Hashtag my fault. But at the same time, I got to George and I was like, you know what, like let's kick it up a notch. Straight vodka, double. My friend was a bartender.
Straight vodka.
He hooked it up. Cool. Basically gave me like a rocks glass full of vodka. And I was like, awesome. After this, just vodka and sodas. My friend Susie, who was there, we took some really cute pictures, by the way, I have to show you.
I like that.
She got me another one after she saw mine was almost empty. So then kind of started going downhill. Then you bought me Fireball. And then I think it went dark after that. And I think I bought you a shot of Fireball after that.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Yeah,
happened,
but. My friend Aaliyah and Dom walked me out. They didn't have to carry me. They walked me out. Apparently, I was talking to Aaliyah and I completely face planted. I fell. I didn't hurt myself, but like I just fell in the street.
I'm okay. I'm good.
Dom took me home. Apparently, I fell asleep in his car, which is not a long ride from downtown to my house. Left my glasses in his car, but he brought my food upstairs and he took me upstairs and put me to bed. So that was good. Yeah.
Did you get food from George's?
No, the food from Dirty Bird. I didn't eat very much at Dirty Bird.
We were like all sitting there and I was like, I'm gonna go see where Philip is. Mm-hmm. And your friend Susie was like, is it Susie?
Yeah.
Yeah. She was like, oh yeah. She's like, I'm gonna go look for him too. So, and I was like, well, I have to go to the bathroom. So I got up, went to the bathroom, and then as I was going through, I'm like, I don't see him anywhere. And I was like, motherfucker. So then I won't go to the bathroom. Yeah. I come back out and she's standing there talking to someone. I was like, I don't mean to interrupt, but have you seen Philip? She's like, no. And I've texted him like 5 times. I was like, I just texted him too. I was like, I have no idea. He seemed okay.
I was dark to the world. I don't remember leaving. I don't remember.
He seemed fine. He was like carrying on conversation, taking selfies.
That always happens. Boom, these pictures in my phone, I don't remember taking them, but I was one holding a camera.
Yeah.
Don't you remember St. Patrick's Day 2016 with me? Eat your food.
Yeah.
Do not drink your meals.
We were cute as shit. Look at that. But I took these pictures. Don't remember them. The last thing I remember was outside with I was outside with Mitchell and Susie and Barb, and we were all talking, and I had just lit a cigarette. That's it. That's all I remember, and nothing else after that like makes sense. I got home safe. I know, they're super cute.
You appear to be okay right now.
Oh yeah, my head is pounding right now. I walked out of my house and my car was perfectly fine. I went to Dom's because he had my glasses. I had to go over there and we went to Manhattan's. I got out of my car to walk up to Dom's and I started getting like dizzy and nauseous. I thought I was going to throw up.
Go back to bed.
I went upstairs and I laid down on his couch for like maybe 15 minutes. He got dressed and we went and we got food and I feel a lot better now, but... Yeah, like I was not in good form at 7 o'clock this morning when I woke up. So
you look fine now.
Oh, thank you.
7 o'clock, super early though.
Yeah, I don't know why.
What time were you winding this down last night?
What time did I leave? Probably like 11.
Check the time. 11:30. Check the timestamps on the selfies.
Yeah. I think so. Like it was probably like 11:30 that I peaced out.
This was your birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
Your actual birthday. You were in Denver.
Yeah.
How was your trip,
dude?
How much weed did you smoke?
Okay, Denver's awesome. Let's start there first. Denver is amazing. It's beautiful. For some reason, like the air, it was just like
crisp, cool.
I know, like it just felt really, really good. Hiking, I did not think was going to be a thing for me. I fucking love it. I like going up. I like being able to look down at the city. I took some really good pictures. I don't know if you guys saw them or not. They were on my Instagram, but like actually, Danny took those pictures of me. We went so the first morning. That we got there, Danny's like, I want to go for a sunrise hike. And I said, that's fine, let's do it. So he's like, all right, cool, we're going to wake up tomorrow, we're going to go. Awesome. So he woke me up at like 6 o'clock and he started making breakfast because I don't have to cook when Danny's around, which is also awesome. He loves to cook. So he made breakfast. I got in the shower, like I'm doing stuff, and I look out the window of our Airbnb and I saw a light. And I was like, Danny, what time does the sun come up? He goes, 7 o'clock, so we're going to leave soon. It was like 6:30 at this time. I was like, Danny, if we get there at 7 o'clock, the sun's already going to like be up. That's what it means. Like sunrise time means that the sun is already up in the sky. Yeah. Like it's already light. You have to go before. He goes, oh. So we still went. And like we got some photos. And it was still nice to see. It's called Lookout Mountain is where we were at.
That's in Transformers.
Yeah. So we went. But the next day, we got up at like 5 o'clock. He made breakfast. And we got there before the sun rose. It was amazing. Like I was not important in his life for that good 45 minutes of watching the sun come up. He was in utter awe. Like in London, it's just flat. And there are buildings. And you don't really get to see much. So like him being, even seeing the mountains, like we went to Boulder as well as Denver. In Colorado Springs.
Where'd you go?
Boulder. Shut up!
behind the set. That would, for those that need translation, Boulder, Colorado. Boulder, not Boulder.
And Denver in Colorado Springs, but like the mountains, like he was just in awe. And he doesn't know how to drive. So like I drove everywhere. So he was just like in awe at all of it. And he loved it. So Denver was really good. I didn't smoke any weed.
But you ate some.
Damn right I did. The Airbnb we had was an awesome family. They had two little kids. So she goes like, I don't care what you guys do while you're here, but at the same time, like, you know, please don't smoke. Because our back patio, because we had a patio in our Airbnb, was really nice, actually. They could get to it, and their kids run around back there. So she's like, just for the kids. And I said, I dig it. Not a big deal. The kids were awesome. They just got an 8-week-old puppy. It was so freaking cute. And the kids were good. So we didn't do that. But I did get some edibles. Actually, I have some in my bag. But
he said he has some in his bag. From Boulder.
And it was so weird because me and Danny went for a hike. We went back and showered, and he goes, I'm hungry, but we had to go to the grocery store still. So I was like, well, let's go to Chipotle. It's a walk down the street.
Can't get that back in Toledo. they have that in London, right?
Chipotle? Yeah. Oh, my God. They're just now getting a Wingstop. Because they don't have like the fried foods and stuff, how we like have Wingstop and mac and cheese place and everything.
Not really.
No, and it was so weird because I saw the sign. I said, oh, you guys have Wingstop. He goes, we don't have that here. That's new. What is it? And I told him, I was like, it's just like, it's fried chicken. Like, that's just what it is.
So they don't really know what like buffalo wings are?
No, their food is not good. Not at all. But like, they don't have like fried wings. I had a steak while I was there. It was the blandest piece of fucking beef I've ever had in my mouth. No pun intended. Anyway, we went to Chipotle while we were in Colorado because he just wanted to get something quick because we had to go to the grocery store. We weren't going to like try to stop and eat. And I was like, hey, there is a, whatever the weed place is called, the hemp, cannabis, RX, whatever you want to call it. Like, it's right down the street. So let's go there first and then we'll go to Chipotle. He's like, all right, cool, we'll go. He didn't want to go because he's like, I just imagine people being in there like junkies. I'm like, no, it's a different situation. Like, it's a clean environment, blah, blah, blah. He didn't end up going in with me because he didn't bring his passport. We walked down the street, but I went in. Super awesome.
Wait, back up. What do you need the passport for? You need the passport
to
buy?
You have to have an ID. You have to have an ID to go in. You have to be 21 or over.
Okay, so like a bar.
But he didn't have it, and they're obviously going to ID him, so he just met me at Chipotle. He just stayed there and ordered food. But like, I go in, man, and it's like, literally, the place is no bigger than a one-story house, very small home. You go in, show the girl or the person your ID. They check it. They say, cool, are you here just for like recreational? I said, yeah. She goes, happy birthday, because it was the day of my birthday. And she goes, all right, give us like a few minutes and then you can come in. They had a couple other people in there, and it was like a sliding door that has a lock to it. They open it, I go in. It was just like, for some reason, I heard like angels singing, and there was like all these shelves, and there was like all this stuff. And the girl I work with was super awesome. She explained to me like what the milligrams were that were in the edibles and like in the joints, and then like the actual like buds that you can buy. And I was like, listen, I'm gonna be 100% honest with you, not from here, obviously, Ohio license, Airbnb, we can't smoke, so I just want some edibles. She goes, awesome, this is for pain, this is for relaxing, this is for just like energy, and blah blah blah. She like went down this list. I was like, all right, cool, give me the peanut butter cookies, give me the gummies. And she goes, do you want some mints? I said, sure, throw me some mints. That's awesome.
Good.
And then she goes, because it's your birthday, you get a free joint.
Ooh.
Awesome. I can't smoke it, but awesome. And then she goes, and also, since you're a first-timer here, you get 10% off.
Ooh.
And I said, lady, you got any more discounts? Because I don't keep buying shit. But
I am black and gay, and I got a London guy. What's that get me?
Yeah, it was awesome. And the gummy she gave me were like completely vegan, because that's Danny's life. So he got into it. We actually went to a museum, and he was just, we went to Botanical Gardens in Denver, which is beautiful. He was like super gone, like he was stoned as shit because he ate a whole one, which he shouldn't had. And he was just like loving the colors.
You
like
a leg.
I was waiting for him to lick a fucking flower. Like, he was like all about it. It was so great. So we had a really good time. I love Denver. Like, I plan on going back.
It's lower downtown. They call it Lodo, right?
I don't know.
Like their scene place, I believe.
It's not a strip, but like Colfax is a street that runs basically through the entire city. That's where like, that's more like the heavier area. It's where like if you want to buy some drugs or something, you go there. there's a lot happening in downtown Denver. It's really, really cool. But it's not, it's like, I want to say it's not like a New York or a Chicago. Like, there's not like feet everywhere and people everywhere. It's more like I don't know, maybe Detroit, you know what I mean? Like, if you walk through Detroit, there are people out in the streets, but it's not, like, overpopulated.
It's less disturbed than those East Coast cities, for sure. That's why you can get to the scenery. And I don't know, have you been to Denver, actually?
No, I would like to go there.
I've had some friends that live there, and I know people are like, well, you get all four seasons in one day, only in Ohio. Well, go fuck yourself.
Yeah,
no. Go to Denver, where it will be 78 one day, and the next day you'll get 6 inches of snow.
That's the
thing. Because of all the weird stuff around the mountains.
It's super funny, because our Uber driver from Union Station says, hey, it rains here, but literally it rains for like 15 minutes, even if, and then it stops. And we're like, oh, that's weird. No shit. Like, we ducked into like a Starbucks. I think we were walking around downtown because it started raining really, really heavily. And we got some coffee and we're like, we're probably going to chill here for a bit and get an Uber to get back because I'm not walking in the rain. By the time that like we got our coffee and we sat down and like talked for a bit, I was like, all right, let me get that Uber. Stop raining. Did not rain the rest of the day. It was cloudy, but I was like, that's so nuts. And it wasn't humid and gross like, you know, today. Swampland, Toledo. Oh. Yeah. Like, it was just like still clean and crisp. It was great.
How much was your Airbnb?
Our Airbnb altogether was $1,000, but we were there for a week. It was super nice. It was like more like a studio apartment. There was a bed. Obviously, there was a bathroom, like a dining room. But it's a carriage house. So basically, like, it was the garage that these people had, and they just expanded on it and made it into a living unit. So it's really nice.
Nice.
You got anything?
No.
Any questions?
No.
No. Do you? Hey, remember a long time ago when we used to do that radio show thing? You talked to one of our friends on the show, and you told her that you would probably maybe one day enjoy an edible. Are you
we
still?
We did that.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
I don't think you did that when I was there.
I vividly remember. It was a Fruity Pebble one. She gave it to me. I tried it.
Oh, no. See, that's like a homemade type situation.
Oh, yeah. Well, because I told people, I was like, one, I felt like hallucinogenic but sick at the same time.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
It tasted like I licked country crock butter. And they're like, oh, no. They made that the wrong way. They added too much of the bad.
Yeah, there's too much. Yeah. So do you want a gummy?
Sure.
Yeah.
I'll eat it later.
I'm so excited.
Here's the thing. First of all, like, I'll give this to you. You can read the label and everything else. I mean, there's not really much there. But they're like, they're sour. Here's the deal. If you do take one, don't eat the whole thing. Like
start off with like a leg.
Eat
the leg or eat the head.
It's like a little square. It's like Jolly Rancher. Oh. But eat like half of it.
What does this cost?
There were 12 in there. I think it cost me like $20.
12. Oh my God.
I got a thing of cookies that were a dozen. It was also like $20.
So there's like four squares in here. Four small squares, a little bigger than a Tic Tac.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah. I like the size of a Jolly Rancher.
Do you want two of these?
Yes. No. I mean, no.
Do they drug test you at work?
I think they would if I was high.
Yeah. If you hurt yourself or if you come in intoxicated, there is.
No, I don't want any.
Ashley and I. Yeah.
I love my job.
Ashley and I were talking about something, and your perspective on this would be interesting now because you've now been with Danny consistently for a long time.
Almost a year.
I seem to be around people. I keep coming into contact with friends, and we talk about like the bigger picture of marriage and whatnot and how challenging it is to make sure that all works out in relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I've kind of come to my own personal thought, just from observation, that being married, being in a relationship, it's not that people have wandering eyes, but or they maliciously want to leave or cheat on someone.
Mm-hmm.
But there is really no reason to be in unhappiness anymore and go to the bone for therapy or any kind of strange thing that you do to try to reconnect the spark or make the magic happen again. Maybe you've just grown, you've evolved differently, and it's okay to split up. And not to say that, I mean, I don't think that human beings are monogamous creatures.
No.
And it seems to be exacerbated by all the options we have. And when we think of options, it's like, oh, I can just hop right on Tinder and go fuck somebody in 12 minutes. Well,
oh my God.
Not in Toledo.
Is it like
but
that?
I mean, you could. But I mean, it's more like, forget about like people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm unhappy trying to make this relationship work. And forget about another person. There's so much out there for me to go do and to explore that I can distance myself from that or leave that and go do something else happy and joyful. And maybe while I'm doing that, I'll meet someone who has evolved where I've evolved to and I can be with them.
Yeah. It's like, okay, so you're absolutely right in the fact that like humans are not monogamous creatures. They're just not by nature. Like, it's just not a thing. But it's perfectly fine if you understand that And if you want to act on it, you having that like proper conversation, as we've talked about before. But
like open relationship stuff?
A little bit, yeah. Because like, I mean, like I have friends, two guys who are getting married, and they're kind of in that, to where it's like, hey, like, you know, sometimes I'm not really in the mood, or like one of them essentially kind of has like a seasonal depression type situation, and to where he just doesn't want to have sex. The other one's like, well, I kind of need to figure this part out because I'm not gonna, you know.
And it breaks people apart.
It does, but like, unfortunately, it really just needs to be a conversation. You know what I mean? Just like, be like, hey, here's the deal. Like, I could probably text Danny right now and be like, I won't see you for 2 weeks, but I need to like get this done today. And he'll be like, okay, make smart choices. And essentially, he's, as long as he knows that I'm not like in it to find a different relationship, it's fine.
I would say that most human beings would just block that conversation out.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, I don't know that I could ever, like, clearly married.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think I could ever do that while married.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, personally. Like, I just... I don't know. Because part of me is like, if you're just not happy and you just don't want to do this anymore, then let's just not do this anymore.
And that... Yeah, and that's, you know? That's,
so
that's a conversation.
Like, yeah, we can do this halfway.
If there are, you know? If there are too many things... Like, there are many components to a successful relationship, whether it's relationship or just marriage. And mm-hmm. sex is an important part of that.
Right.
But if you take sex out of it, like, let's say you have a favorite hobby or something, and if your significant other, like, for me, like, if you're not into all, like, the going to see Marvel movies when they come out and me buying toy figures, like, it's an important part of my life. Dogs as well. Important components. And if, even if we are sexually compatible or physically attracted to one another, but that stuff doesn't, you know, fit in, maybe I'll have like my friends that I can do that stuff with.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But it's better if we can do it together. And I talk about this with my friend Dr. Andrea a lot, how
I have to call her.
We have people, like, there's this pie chart. And in the past, maybe in like the peak time of marriage or whatever, 50s, 60s, 70s, like, that person that you were with had to be your everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then we slowly began to realize that it's hard to ask that of one person. It's almost unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they are the best sex in the world, but they just don't like something that you're interested in, and mm-hmm. you can go find that with someone else. And it's just fitting it all together.
Well, I think part of it too is like being okay that the other person is different. Like,
that's
the
thing,
okay.
Accepting.
Like, mm-hmm. I'm okay that Kevin doesn't feel the need to go out or want to go out. I do.
Mm-hmm.
And we struggle with that, like, often, you know? And it's sometimes it's for different reasons. Like, he doesn't want me to spend money, or I just don't want to be at the house, you know? Like,
yeah.
Random things. And there's just days where I'm like, I just don't want to do that part of it. Like, I don't want to go home.
Like,
or I don't want to,
I foresee,
you know,
when Danny and I do live together, that being a thing between him and I, because like he's good. Like, he can sit at home,
yeah.
Be on his iPad or watch TV or read a book or be with his cat. Like, he's good sitting at home and being alone. And
yeah.
I am too, for like maybe like 40% of the time, but I also like to go out, meet people, and be a part of like what's happening in whatever community that I'm in. So I think that him and I are going to struggle with that.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
like, I could go to TJ Maxx at 9 o'clock after everyone's asleep and
yeah.
still get that like
yeah.
that rush of like,
yeah.
I'm out of the house.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's like the little things.
And it's
but I mean, it's incredibly hard. And compared to years before, like, women now like have to work. So
mm-hmm.
there's no like, oh, and but typically the majority of the time, the majority of those duties still fall back on a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's, I mean, me and Kevin like are now starting to share like the grocery shopping, and hey, like, I'll switch the laundry, I'll separate it, you bring it upstairs. Like, there's certain things that we're trying to even figure out, because I mean, I work 50 hours a week, Kevin works 50 hours a week, and we have two kids.
Yeah.
You know, so like, we get to Saturday
God
and we're like,
house.
Oh, we should totally be like super parents and go do something, and we're both like whipped.
I
yeah.
think,
you know,
the
and
little
it's,
the TJ Maxx thing is mm-hmm. a great example, because a lot of people are like, we need to do something, to your point, we need to have a family night, when a lot of times you can't even get there because you're not doing the little things. And those
right.
little things, those quick little gummies
that
will satiate your appetite, those are perfect.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
You know, okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot right now, mm-hmm. because I want to go back to Eric's kind of like top of conversation.
We're not monogamous.
Monogamous,
creatures.
Right, yeah.
Right.
That, so, like, say that you take this 9 p.m. trip to, like, TJ Maxx,
yeah.
whatever the case may be. So, like, in your head, like, obviously, you don't see yourself doing that. Like, it's really hard, because once you say to yourself, like, hey, like I want to have, like, me personally, and also right. Danny, like, hey, I know that I can have sex with somebody else.
Right.
I know that, like, it's the thing that I want, but sometimes, like, even though it's in the back of my head, like, I won't go through with it, or he won't go through with it, because it's just like, I know that I can, I don't really need to.
Right.
But, like, wandering eyes, right? If you're like that 9 p.m. TJ Maxx run, like, you see a guy, nice ass, like, what is that? Is that a thing still? Like, do you check out people? Or
Oh yeah,
okay,
definitely.
Okay.
Like, even when I, like, when we're out and stuff, I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
oh, like, that still happens. Like, I'm so, still, like, a human.
Are you able to do that in front of Kevin? Like, do you say something to Kevin when it happens?
Yeah, I mean, I don't
okay.
go home and I'm like, oh, hey, I saw a hot guy.
No, but if you're,
but,
like,
together,
if
we're out, I'm like,
yeah.
he is good looking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'll,
okay,
yeah.
good.
Here's what when I was in my relationship.
If I see a hot chick, I'll be like, she's fucking hot.
Yeah,
like,
right.
She's really good looking.
When I was in my relationship, the way I had to retrain my mind where mm-hmm. My head was always looking for someone attractive. Or just,
right.
I'm always observing, and I'm always looking at things and deducing things and investigating and analyzing. When I would see that, and my instant notion would be, like, I should go find a way to go talk to that person. Obviously, I can't do that when I'm in a relationship. So my brain was rewired to go, wow, that person is someone who's very attractive.
Mm-hmm.
I bet they're an asshole. But it's true. I mean, what's the old meme? Like, every good-looking 10 out of 10 person that you see who is single is someone's awful ex.
Yeah.
But it was just the little things that I had to retrain my mind to go, this is not the old you. You are with someone. You need to be respectful of that. Your eyes can look and, you know, whatever. But
you
then
know,
what can you do to tell yourself?
I don't think there's anything wrong with looking
no.
or even saying, like, wow.
She was my age, right? Like, she was, like,
yeah.
30, 29. Yeah. So, like, I tell you 100%, I did not realize until I have such an open relationship and communication with Danny that really does not bother me. Because, like, in previous relationships, it was like, I would literally see, like, one of my boyfriend's head, like, whip around to, like, follow some fucking attractive dude or at the club, or, like, they're, like, looking wherever the case may be, or, like, dancing, and, like, smack upside the head, I'm pulling you away, like, that's not a thing. But, like, with Danny, I feel a little bit more secure because of how open we're able to communicate and everything. We're in fucking Toronto, and he sees this dude running with his shirt off, this, like, tall, light-skinned black dude, super attractive. So myself, in the back of my head, he's running, I'm like, damn, like, dude, sexy, don't say anything out loud. Danny
right.
is like, damn, baby, like, that is fucking hot. And I'm watching him, like, watch this dude run, but that's what I did. Like,
yeah.
I just started laughing. The old me would have been like, fuck you mean he's fucking sexy? Who says
that?
You know,
that's also
sexier than me,
right? Exactly.
But yeah. that's also a trust and a bond and a comfort in your relationship.
Yeah,
so that's a great sign.
Yeah, and I mean, and he does it frequently. I had to actually got beside himself in fucking Canada, so I had to tell him, like, listen, I'm gonna start letting you know what guys I think attractive. He's like, no, and I was like, yes, but it's perfectly fine. Everything's
yeah.
great. He did it like 6 or 7 times in one day, and I was like, I need you to reel that in, homeboy. Like, it's cute at first, but
it was fine the third time. Now I'm over it. We're all good here.
Right,
Philip,
yeah.
I want to wrap up so we can
okay.
keep it under an hour. You have more birthday celebration tonight?
I don't work today, so I'm going to go and celebrate. Apparently, I saw people last night who I don't remember seeing. I woke up to a plethora of text messages. Nick Comeyes told me that I pissed people off. I go, why? He goes, because you just
Nick.
Fucking disappeared. And I was like, oh, that's true. That's very true. But
I heard.
I saw people. Well, I don't remember saying, so I'm going to go see some of them today. They're all in the Overton, actually, so I'm just going to walk around the hood and hang out. That's my festivities for the day.
Ashley?
I don't know. We're gonna find something to do, but it's hot as shit out,
mm-hmm.
so...
Yep. I was up early to go to the Out
yeah.
of the Darkness walk, which was far busier than I expected it to be. And
good.
I got over there. It was kind of like the first night of Pride.
Yeah.
Like, I was waiting out the rain.
Yeah.
And I got over there and everybody was soaked. By 10 o'clock, I was like, I think I sweat through my shirt.
Yeah.
What a change in weather.
Yeah.
Oh, it was
it's
just,
icky.
It's weird.
So that's where we're like, we have to find something to do inside. Because yeah. we were going to do like the zoo.
There's okay, we went to the museum. I'm sorry, I want to wrap this up. But like, we went to the museum the other day after one of those gummies. And I found a new room. I found a whole new room in the museum. If you go back to the, not the Parasol, but the like medieval castle room. I can't think of the word right now. It starts with a C.
Colosseum?
I forget. Anyway, but if you go back to that area, there's like a indoor castle Greek place. There used to be a closet on the right-hand wall. That closet is now like 20 feet deep, and it is a whole exhibit of like audio and visual, and it's really, really, really cool. If I did not have escort with me, we'll call it, I probably would have sat in front of one of those screens after eating those gummies for hours.
I'll take one of these and go sit in front of the neon sign in the abstract room.
Is that the same room? Oh, they moved. They moved that neon sign to the room that I was in. It's a whole new exhibit. If you go into the museum, when you first go in, turn right and then make that first left and go straight back, and you'll see on the right hand side there's like a whole new exhibit back there.
I have
awesome.
The museum on my list of things to do. Maybe you guys will like this. Something. I think they have one thing for everybody. The 26th through 27th, the Thursday through Saturday at the end of the month, the first night they're showing Nosferatu, which is the original Dracula, then Black Panther, then Coco, and it's all in the Perry style.
Yeah. Coco, by the way, is adorable.
Coco. One of the ladies I work with over at the museum, the hotel, was like, Coco, she's like, we should meet up, and we've never met each other. I talk to all these people all the time, but we never meet. So
you should definitely go.
Last
weekend of the month, and I told Lexi I'll come over for Rocky Horror.
Yeah, I'm going to go for Rocky Horror, and I'm also going to go see Nosferatu because my roommate's been in a slump, and I think I'm going to take her there. So.
And you'll let me know about Venom tomorrow?
I will. I think we're going to go... I get off at 6. I think we're going to go at 6:45 at the mall, so I'll text you.
Okay, that should work.
Figuring out.
I've heard that everyone is coming out of A Star Is Born crying.
I know. I'm not sure if I'm ready for all that.
I want to see it.
I do, too.
Yeah.
And I got to get to Greatest Showman still.
You still haven't seen that?
I've been
slacking together.
Greatest Showman.
Yeah.
Hugh Jackman. Oh, Zac Efron.
That's two years ago.
Have you seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, good. He hasn't seen it. Yeah, Demetrius watched it. Apparently, he got a little teary eyed. So, I know.
That's amazing.
Exactly.
All right. Thanks, guys. I'll see you soon.
Bye.
This has been a Cumulus Media and Q105 collaboration. Three unicorns were harmed and lost their rainbows and horns in the production process. We use cookies for various purposes, like eating and flavor for protein shakes. And you have agreed to this and all other secret policies by enjoying the preceding audio content, which we highly encourage you to hashtag subscribe and share. You can click here for all other legal crap. And now hit skip intro to go to the next podcast. Just kidding. It's the See More Episodes option in your app. Q105.